Hello, ladies. Welcome to our group coaching call this week. So excited to be connecting with you live today. We just sent out module two this week, so hopefully everyone has had a chance to start to look that over and dive into that. So main focus this week, of course, you can always ask questions on any area. So I like to keep it open coaching because I know that we're all at different areas and need support in different areas at the moment. But what we're going to be diving into first and foremost today is about systems and structures. And, you know, first module was all about mindset, more of the feminine practices, the wealth practices, and connecting in that way so that you can use those to really get clear on your desires, to honestly, they even help you really get clear on your message. Because when you know what your desires are and you know why you're doing this work and what the purpose is for the money that you want to bring in, it really helps to hone in on the work that you're doing, why you're doing this, keeping you moving forward and staying really connected to your people. So all of this plays strongly together, but something that I do want to bring up before we dive in is just because we're starting to move now into systems and structures, working with your opt-in offer, starting to grow your list, getting your website set up, and, you know, from here we're going to be looking at your, you know, these next couple of weeks, your packages and your pricing and then sales copy and all of those pieces, I don't want you to forget what you've learned and the clarity that you've gotten in module one with the six-figure mindset. So anytime that you're feeling off or feeling like you're getting all the systems and structures set up, but why aren't the clients showing up? Or even just need some extra support on what is next in your business, because this is something that's going to consistently come up as an entrepreneur. You know, you'll get really excited about booking your first clients, and then you'll book those first clients, and then you'll choose your next goal. And you consistently will have to check back in on, now what are your true desires? What do I want to create? What's the budget that makes the most sense for me now? So these tools and systems that you learned in module one that are really the mindset practices and giving money purpose and all of those pieces, you know, even as simple as creating the vision board, like with Pinterest, those are tools that you will continue to use throughout your business. You know, I know very successful entrepreneurs who still have visioning sessions with themselves where they will take some time to, you know, get onto Pinterest and create a branding board for where they want to move next, or create the branding board for their $300,000 a year, their $600,000 a year, maybe for a new program they're creating. So don't think that just because it was module one, it means that these are the elementary, you know, level tools. These really are some of the most powerful ones. And as we continue to move forward, don't forget to keep checking in, to have a daily practice, to spend time in joy, to give yourself permission to start celebrating in your business immediately, and to stay ever connected to your mindset work, to the power of manifesting and acting as if and being really clear on your purpose and your desires. So before we dive into this week, let's just take a couple minutes here to get settled in, a couple deep breaths to ground ourselves into this space, deeply breathing in through the nose, and as you exhale, letting go of anything that's no longer serving you. Again, breathing in through the nose, bringing in the abundance and the expansiveness and the infinite possibilities that are available to you in this instant. And as you exhale, letting go of anything that's no longer serving you, doing a scan of your body of anywhere that there's tension or tightness and allowing yourself to soften and open up. I was speaking with a private client today, and we were talking about pricing and sales conversations, and, you know, something that was coming up for her is that she's noticing she keeps dropping her prices. She knows that she wants to charge a certain amount, and then she'll get on the phone with the client, and she's really excited about working with them, and so she drops her prices a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And the discussion that we were having is that what I've found is that whoever's money story is stronger determines the outcome of the sales conversation. This is bringing back why this module one is so important. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Whoever's money story is stronger determines the outcome of a conversation with a potential client. If the potential client has a stronger story around why they don't have enough money, or they can't invest in themselves, or this is irresponsible, or here's why they can't use credit cards, and you believe some of that still in your own heart, that, you know what, you're right, using credit cards is bad, or it would be irresponsible to invest in this program, or whatever, then you will agree with them, and you will either drop their prices or allow them to leave without signing up for your services, which is why they probably reached out in the first place. And there's nothing manipulative about this, by the way. If a client comes to you and they're not a good fit, of course we're never going to try to coerce them into signing up with us. If someone comes to us and they know they want to work with you and they're so excited about what you have to offer and they can't wait to, you know, shift their life and transform their life, but they don't totally know where the money is going to come from and they're a little nervous in that spot, then it is your responsibility to support them in exploring where the money might come from. This is different than trying to manipulate someone into signing up for your program, because they always have the power. It's always up to them if they really do or don't want to work with you. But if someone tells me 100% they want to work with me, it is my responsibility to then support them in moving forward in that space and to explore where the money may come from. And the reason that I find sales conversations very easy is because I have a very strong money story at this point. I believe in unlimited abundance. I see the higher in someone. I don't see their debt, or I don't see that they have already made an investment, or I don't see any of that lack. So if you will use the tools from Module 1 to bring yourself to a frequency, to a belief system that you truly believe in your heart and in every moment that money is unlimited, there's more than enough, and any second a new client could be reaching out to you. Any second someone could be signing up with you. When you live in that space of expansiveness, then when you connect with a potential client, you will not be swayed by any, you know, worries, lack mentality, scary beliefs, all of that shenanigans. You also will not drop your prices because you believe in unlimited abundance, and you know not only are your services worth it, but that the money that your client needs to sign up with you is available right there, right then, and it's your responsibility to help them explore where it might be available. The reason I bring this up is because it's a strong point for both Module 1 and Module 2. Module 1, all about the money mindset and having it strong. Module 2, having the systems and structures set up so that a potential client can reach out and request a call with you so that they can learn about what you're offering, so that you can accept their payment when they are ready to work with you, so they can sign the contract to be an actual client. And the last piece, you know, as you start to get these systems and structures set up, you may even have clients sign up that you don't talk with as you start to get the info products and group programs and those pieces set up down the road. So that's why these two modules play off of each other so nicely. So if you have questions today, press star 2. Let's start to get everyone in line so we can review the questions here. And, you know, if it's specifically about mindset pieces, about, you know, well, how do I start acting as if, or how do I start living with this unlimited abundance mindset when I'm not feeling so unlimited at the moment, then raise your hand. Let's dive into it. Let's release the limiting beliefs so that you can move forward. Or if it's something more structural about your opt-in offer, about growing your list, about getting your contract in place, what software to use with that, any of those pieces, press star 2 as well, and let's get ready to dive in here. Okay, so first up, I have a caller whose number ends in 7481.
Hello, this is Celia.
Hi, Celia, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
What can I do for you today?
Well, I would say that today is definitely more of a mindset. I don't know if I exactly have a question,
okay.
More than just like needing some guidance. I've just noticed that in the last week or two, I felt like I've hit a plateau You know, I had the sales. I had 15,000 in sales, a new business, and I'm super excited. And then it's like, okay, I'm ready for more clients. I'm ready for that next level. And I can tell that this happened to me the last time I shifted my income. It's like I had to do all of this foundational work, and I just really had to notice where all my blocks were. And then it makes me feel very vulnerable, and you know, because I'm stepping up in a new way. And I guess, you know, if there's any practices or just guidance that you have about that process, it would just be very helpful.
Well, it's something that's going to happen over and over again, I'll be honest, at every shift and every level. And it does get easier the more you've done it. It's like you've strengthened those muscles up and you know, all right, I know this process. I've seen this happen before. I'm going to get a little afraid here. I'm going to use some of my tools. I'm going to step into the next level. But it does happen. So don't feel bad that if you feel a little shaky every time you shift. My first question would be, so with this $15,000 a month, is this something that's been consistent for a few months in a row, or was that the first time that you hit that level?
It was the first time. Like I had my $12,000 sale and then a $2,000 sale. And then I got them set up with monthly payments. So with their programs, I have about like $1,500 a month coming in revenue from them.
Got it. And where are you wanting to go? Like, where would you like to be a month?
Well, I mean, I want to be my big goal is 10K. I'm taking like incremental steps, but right now I think I said last week, like between 5 and 6K, like where I am energetically.
Great. Yeah.
And
I will also
mention that a part of this too is that I just finally the last two weeks, I've given all of my notices to my freelancing stuff. You know, and so I just last module, it really showed me how I, you know, that I wasn't necessarily making a lot of money with that, but there was a lot of energetic attachment to it. And that I also felt like I kind of like would fall back on my husband's income, like, oh, everything will be okay because my husband, you know, he makes a good living. But with his living, it's just basic expenses, you know, and I contribute for groceries and stuff. But, you know, with what he makes, it's sort of like taking care of the house. And so the fun travel and like the big stuff, it is going to come from my income. And so that's what I'm aligning to. Anyway, I just want to throw that in there.
Okay. No, that helps, because here's what often happens that drives us to that sense of overwhelm. It's usually when we're almost looking at too big of a picture. It's like you're stepping from where you're currently at with the 15,000 in sales, which is great, and you're wanting to, you know, ideally keep that consistent. That'd be amazing. But even 5 to 6,000 a month would feel good to you. Mm-hmm. And so as you're quitting the freelancing jobs, it's kind of bringing you into this new space in your life. And so it makes you automatically look at like, well, what's the future going to be like? And then we can start to a little bit go into overwhelm of like, well, how am I possibly going to make this happen every month forever? And like, you know, like you said, well, he could help. Your husband could take care of the basics for a bit, but like, that's just going to be getting by. And so it's like we end up looking out a little too far versus what needs to happen in the next 90 days.
Okay.
Like reeling it back into there. I think that's something that really served me in the beginning is probably for the first year, maybe even a little longer, I didn't look past 90 days. I didn't have a year-long business plan and here's how I was going to do it. Like this year is the first time that I've had more of a year-long business plan. But I found that when we really focus, it's really about that momentum in the beginning. So we can get overwhelmed so easily if we look at like a huge picture. If you keep it to 90 days, you can control it a little bit more. So for instance, I know that we kind of streamlined your coaching packages. Give me those again, where we're at the moment with those.
So I have my main packages that I'm doing are an 8-week package and a 4-month package.
8 weeks and 4 months. Okay, great. And then what was the pricing on those two?
The 8-week, oh, see, here's the block. See, I've been vague on, I haven't been able to figure out my 4 month package pricing. So what I've been energetically feeling today is because I had $2,500 for 6 weeks and then I had $7,500 for 4 months.
Okay.
And now I bumped up the 6 week into an 8 week package. But then that 4 month pricing doesn't work. So I'm feeling like I want to do 3,000 and 6,000. Like I feel energetically that those are prices that I can go with right now.
So 3,000 and 6 because 8 is 2 months. Okay. Got
yeah.
it. Okay. I mean, I'm fine with those. Is there any concern? I mean, the only thing is there anything extra included in the 4 month that's not included in the 8 week, like an intensive or some other bonus or a resource or something?
They get more time and they get more materials.
Okay.
It's just a longer period.
So, but it's not just like, well, why would they buy a 4 month if they could just buy two of the 8 weeks?
Well, they get extra healing from me. Like they get the 8 week, they get one healing intensive session and the rest is basically business coaching. But when they stay on longer, they get more healing sessions along with their coaching. So
okay.
that's the main difference.
Okay. Because usually, you know, I think we talked about this a little bit, like you'd want your 4 month, you know, your 8 week would be 3,000 or your 4 month would be 5,500 or something. So it actually is a little bit of an incentive to do that bigger package.
Okay.
But what you can do, or you can have more resources in there. So it's like, you know, if you're like, okay, the 8 week, you get this many sessions and you get one healing. But if you do the 4 month, you get, of course, double everything in the 8 week. Plus you get these additional healings as well. So really the value is more like 7,000 for this, but you get it for 6. You could do it that way too.
Okay. I like that. The 5,500 work that works for me.
Because then what you have a couple options there. So you could either promote the 8 week for 3,000 and let people know that they have the option to roll into your 4 month if they sign up within, let's say, the first 30 days or something.
Okay.
Like if they're in your 8 week and then they're like, wow, I'm loving this, you know, well, they could go ahead and apply that first investment. And all they have to do is pay an additional $2,500 and get a move into your 4 month.
Okay.
So that could be one option. Especially because your goal is 5K to 6K. So, I mean, like a minimum. So if you could focus on selling 2 8-week packages a month and then focus on rolling each of those up into your 4 month package each month, and you're not needing a huge list to do that then. And if you focus on, okay, so for the next 90 days, my intention is to book 2 8-week clients a month, every month for the next 90 days. And then a minimum of at least half of those, roll them into my 4 month program. So
okay.
that would be over the next 90 days. That would be, let's see, 6,000 in sales a month. So 6 times 3, that'd be 18,000 over the next 3 months. And then if you move half of those, so let's say, what is that? 2, 4, 6 people total. Let's say 3 of them roll up and pay the additional $2,500 to be in the bigger package. So that brings on another $7,500. 18,000 plus $7,500 equals $25,500 that you've had in sales over those 3 months. And then, of course, moving on, you know, you literally could just keep doing that. But so that would be $25,500. Of course, they're not going to pay you in full, but that ends up being about $8,500 a month. So that's right on track with where you want to be. And it's as simple as all you have to do is book 2 clients a month.
Right.
Like how can we – and if you're like, I really would like to be making a little bit more than that, then shoot for 3 8-weekers a month and still convert one of them into your 4 month program. And then your marketing is all about this 8 week program to get people on the phone. And when you're on the phone with them, if you're on the phone and you're like, you know what, I really think my 4 month program might be the perfect fit for you. Here's the, you know, here's why I would think so. You can always give them the option. They could go right into the 4 month program.
Right.
Are you more drawn? Oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
I was just saying, are you more drawn between the 8 week and the 4 month? Like, is there one of those you're more excited to sell?
I would say right now, energetically, I'm more comfortable with the 8 week. But if I got a, you know, if I got a 4 month customer, I would be super happy. I mean, either one of them will feel good. Like, I've been building out modules and like private website pages for them or content. And so I'm, okay. you know, I've got my contracts ready. Like, I'm all set up, like, as far as the back end stuff. It's more just getting them on the phone. Like, I've had some luck with Facebook groups and Periscope, and I did a webinar. And so now I'm, like, trying to figure out what my – like, I've got a webinar I'm going to do in April. I don't want to get off topic if you were going to hit another point, though.
No, I mean, my main focus right now is, like, let's get you a specific plan for – I'm easily uh-huh. – so that you can have the mantra around it. And then every day that you can wake up and use, like, the
got
morning
it.
Meditation or something and say, what's my next step
okay.
to connect with two ideal clients in my 8 week program?
Okay.
Like, then everything you do, this is my favorite way to work. And it's kept everything so streamlined and specific in my business. If I know – my intention is book this many clients at this rate, then I can use all the mindset work and, you know, prayer or meditation or whatever to give me the specifics on how to market it versus you trying to figure out, otherwise you're coming from the other side. How am I possibly going to find clients? Where are they coming from?
Right.
Well, there's all these different social media things. Like, that's exhausting.
Yeah.
There's never going to be enough. There's
right.
always 16 more social media platforms to join. So if we come at this with, I easily receive a minimum of 2 ideal clients in my 8 week program every month, and so it is. Like,
okay.
starting with something as simple as that. If you want 3, that's fine as well. Just see what, I want it to feel easy to you. Like, oh, yeah, I can find 2 clients in the next month. That's easy. Like, I want that feeling.
That feels easy.
Okay. So I'm easily receiving a minimum of 2, because here's the thing, even if you didn't upgrade anyone, you just booked 2 clients a month in that price point, that's still 6,000 in sales. As you do that consistently, and let's review what your payment plan looks like here in just a second. If you did that consistently for the year, like, the first couple months, you may not actually have 6,000 coming into the bank, but it's going to start to snowball.
Right.
And then the payment plans will add up to each other. What does your payment plan look like right now for the 8 week program?
It's 5 payments of 500.
Why? How, wait, over 5 months?
I took a deposit right before we started, and then she made,
okay.
and then 4 monthly payments of 500.
But the program's only 2 months long, right?
Right.
I'm not a big fan of clients paying for services after they've already been completed.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, if, as much as anything, energetically, it can deplete you because you're
mm-hmm.
doing work that you haven't been paid for, and some part of you is kind of wondering if they're ever actually going to make the other payments. And at
mm-hmm.
some point, pretty much 100% guaranteed, at some point, you will do sessions and a client will end up not paying for that. And nothing about that feels good to either side.
Right. Well, and that's why I went and I set up a very professional payment portal. I went through a big process to get where I could set up the monthly reoccurring payments. It's not PayPal where they can, like, dispute it or anything like that. So I
mm-hmm.
feel very confident with my payment program. They can't go in and cancel their
reoccurring
payment.
They can cancel their credit card.
They can cancel
their
credit card
to be switched out. Like, you know,
exactly.
if someone changes the number and there's fraud or something.
Yeah, or they could. Yeah, that's true. So energetically, I think that all of this kind of, like, it just keeps coming up. And even in my check-ins with you, that I just energetically, as much as I'm striving to be at this high-end amount, and I feel
mm-hmm.
definitely in my soul that that's what I'm called to, like, I keep undervaluing myself, like, every chance that I get. I mean, that's really
mm-hmm.
that's just what this feels like.
Yeah. It's really interesting because this has come up in I've had several one-on-one clients this morning, and this topic has come up in every session.
Okay.
It always is like, it's something in the stars this week. My other client was doing the same thing. She had a $3,000 program. It was actually, I think, almost identical to yours. I think it was some sort of group thing, though. In terms of, it's $3,000. It's 2 months long, and she was giving everyone like 6 month payment plans. And I was like, Anne, come here. What? Like, what are you talking about? You don't get to go. There's nowhere else for the most part that lets you like, oh yeah, we'll go ahead and do that surgery. Like, if they do that and they give you this extended payment plan, there's usually some sort of interest tacked on,
right?
Which doesn't sound like you're doing that.
Mm-mm.
I'm not, if it feels good to you, I'm not opposed to it. But I can also not say I'm a fan of it. Personally, I would rather you just charge, it's two payments of $1,500, or if you want to do three payments, we can do three payments of $1,000, but we won't start until your second payment comes through.
Okay.
It's an energetic thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, for instance, never do an intensive without being paid ahead of time, because you will notice that you get really tired during the day or really tired during the sessions. And it's because there hasn't been an equal exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that your ideal clients have access to $1,500 to sign up with you?
I would say I'm in the middle. I'm a yes and a no. My ideal clients do. It's
okay.
Just that I've been on the phone with a lot of people who don't. You know, they get on the phone, I can't afford that. I don't have the money. You know, you were talking about that at the beginning. So my ideal clients can afford the payments, and they have access to it and will make it work to work with me, because my program is worth it, and it will change their life, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. And how can you show them the value so that when you let them know that it's two payments of $1,500, they actually feel like they're getting a steal?
Well, I think that one thing I can do is I need to make some adjustments to my website copy.
Okay.
Now that I've gotten, and now that I can tell them, like, hey, you're going to get a private web page with, you know, content modules that you'll have access to, and then their bonuses, and I can just bring in more of these elements that I've just been incorporating in the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, for sure. Showing the value there. And the other thing is, I mean, grab a piece of paper and write down the 50 reasons that your program is worth that amount just for you, so that you, when you're on the phone, you know so clearly. Results you see clients achieve, shifts you've had in your own life, all the courses that you've taken, how much you've invested in yourself, the amount of knowledge and talent that you're bringing to every session. The other thing you can do is, if $3,000 feels like a stretch for you at the moment, there's nothing wrong with starting at $2,500 or whatever the pricing is. You know, you literally can sell one and change the price the next day, and sell one and change the price the next day. You don't have to pick this perfect price.
Okay.
Like, you might even say it's a $3,000 package, and then when you get on the phone with potential clients, let them know if they sign it today and pay in full, you're happy to offer it to them for $2,500.
Okay.
But you're right.
So it's
this is all internal work.
It is. And it's like, I think that it's that flexibility within having an online business, too, that makes it easy to go back and forth. Like, well, if I set it this price, and then I can offer a discount, you know, and I think it's like I'm not really grounded in my why for my pricing. You know, I do know that I want to make a certain amount. I mean, all of those things. But just because there's so much flexibility, I feel it confuses me too. Like,
sure,
the fact that
yeah.
discounts and all of that.
Well, you got to know what your baseline is. Like, you know, I will often offer some sort of a discount if I'm on the phone with someone to make it an easy yes that day. But I know what my baseline price is that I'm unavailable to go below.
And what incentive I offer depends on what the person needs. So sometimes I'll be on the phone and all they really want is more time with me. So instead of offering any discounts there, I might just offer like an additional 90 minute session.
Okay.
And we'll get into a whole, you know, module on self-conversations, but I ask the client, like, how does this program sound when I go over what I think is a good fit for them? What sounds like a good fit for you? Is there anything we haven't covered that you are also looking for support on? Like, just being really thorough with everything that you're going through. In terms of getting clear on these prices, if you know, like you're saying, I'd like to make $5,000 to $6,000 a month, I'd like to know specifically. I'd like to know that you want to make $5,342 a month. Like, what's the exact?
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, what's the most joyful way for you to bring in that money?
Right.
And then, you know, you might say, I love this 8-week program. It feels the easiest to me. It is $5,000 a month exactly that I want to be making right now. So literally I just need to sell two of these packages. And it looks like I even have some wiggle room. Even if I dropped them to $2,500, I'm still hitting my goal right now. And that all feels really good and easy. So start with that. And as you move in that direction, then you'll see, you'll have a new desire come up. And then all of a sudden, my ideal budget's actually closer to $6,000. So now I'm going to start offering these programs for $3,000 each, which is good because I've already sold a couple at $2,500. So I'm feeling more confident about that. I'm ready to bump up the price a little bit. It's the same thing I said in the beginning. Where it becomes overwhelming is when we look too big. I've got to figure out the perfect pricing for like the rest of the year. Or the versus like what's going on right now in the next month? What do you need to be selling? What do you want to earn and why? What's the specific? What would be the most joyful way to bring in that money? And if it's selling your 8-week package, same thing with the marketing. What's the most joyful way to get your message out there? Do you love to do video? Do you have a blast on Periscope? Could you hang out in Facebook groups all day, but you hate Twitter? Like what's lights you up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would be spending a minimum of probably an hour a day wealth consciousness.
Okay.
Like Science of Getting Rich or listening to Abraham Hicks, you know, video specifically on money. Like until you can just let that stuff roll off your tongue and believe it, that's going to be your main focus.
Okay.
So homework would be go get me a specific, like what's the exact number you want to earn? What's the most joyful way to do it? Is it the 8-week or the 4-month package? It sounds like those are the two that you're most excited about at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then what can you price that package at to make sense with your goal?
Okay.
And once again, you can change the price anytime. So if you want to go sell two at $2,500 and then bump it up, it's your business.
Right.
Because you may literally go sell one at $2,500 and suddenly have this boost of confidence and like, you know what? It is a $3,000 package. Next one's $3,000. Next one's $3,500. Like, you might just be ready to roll with it then.
Right. Okay. I like those takeaways. I can work with those.
And an hour. I'm not kidding. Like, a minimum of an hour.
Okay.
You don't have to do it straight. You want to break it up into 3 20-minute chunks or something, but it's such a big part of this work.
Okay.
All right. Good to go for a minute?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll meet your line here. Okay. Let me jump over to our webcast real quickly just to double check there. All right, next up, I've got a caller. It looks like Christine.
Woohoo, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Glad to be back with you.
Yeah, happy to have you here. And how has everything been the last week? I know you were working on mindset pieces and messaging and all kinds of goodies.
Yes, it felt like I slowed way down. Which is good for me. It felt, you know, really peaceful to do that. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is a really important part of, you know, how I want to feel going forward. I think what I've noticed is perhaps this is just how you learn. Like, it's a huge swing. So sort of on one side, while I've gotten my newsletters out and I've gotten this and I've gotten that, but I have not felt a lot of momentum in my business. Mm-hmm. So I've sort of been living in this space of, okay, just really slow, quiet, you know, listening kind of thing. And I've also noticed that at the same time I've gotten, I've had a lot of creative ideas and energy for content.
That
for writing
as
and,
you slow
you
down.
Know. Yes. Yes. So I got a massage last week and I, you know, as soon as I got up, I was like, I need a piece of paper. I have 10 ideas, you know, like that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So that has felt really good. And so I'm wondering, and I can identify with a lot of what Celia said. So Celia, if you're still on, thank you for sharing. I think that wealth consciousness is a big part of this for me, and what you said about money story, needing to be stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, I got two no's last week from my people who had good discovery calls the previous week. We did we set up a follow-up
okay.
for each of them. And for one of them, it was about money, and the other one just decided she didn't want a coach right now. She's like, I'm not ready for a coach. So, okay. But I am desiring, you know, more clients, more clarity calls and that kind of thing while living in this space. And I guess what I'm wondering is it feels like I haven't found the middle ground, right? And I know I've just started doing this, but I would love your insight on the, you know, raising my energy and vibration and all of that and taking massive action while continuing to do this internal work, if that makes sense.
Okay. Totally. Something I still want to check back in on, and it was funny, it was popping up in my head like this weekend or sometime recently about your goal, because I know that, you know, you do have specific goals with having
yeah.
a baby on the way here soon. Give me those again, because I know that you did module one and worked through what the specifics were with the income piece and what are true desires versus what are should. Where are
right.
we at? Like, what are we wanting to be earning? And give me some updates on that.
So that, you know, I came in going, I want to make 150, you know, before the baby comes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went through the shoulds and the whatever true desires, I think I pared it down to what felt more basic to me, and I haven't really sort of been able to tell how much of that is just maybe a little bit of desperation and a little bit of, you know, a realism versus what I truly desire, because I have had a pattern of getting clients 1 month and then not getting any the next, getting clients 1 month, not getting any the next. And so that has been, now that it's been going on a few months, I can see it's a pattern.
Okay.
But, you know, that, I mean, that number would feel amazing. I think right now, just in terms of the income chunks and stuff like that, I would like to still continue to focus on selling my one-on-one program out. At the same time, I've had several people mention to me in the last week, like, I'd really love to work with you. Would you consider a lower priced offering, like a group program or something like that? I think you're totally worth the $5,000, but I'm not doing it kind of thing.
We can jump into that as well. Honestly, when people have told me that, I haven't been impressed with the outcome. I have had a lot of people who are
okay,
like, oh, yeah, I would totally sign up for your lower priced offering. And I put out, this is when I was selling to $5,000 packages. I put out a $250 single session. No one signed up for any of them. And I put out a $500 six-week teleclass and had the hardest time selling it. So I'm not saying it's not possible.
Okay.
But I often find that the
That's
people who are like, if there was something a little cheaper here, I totally would be in. End up being the people who still don't invest when you give them something cheaper, and they either don't because their mindset and their wealth consciousness still aren't there, or suddenly they're like, you know what, I don't want the lower price thing. I really do. They want the big package. They don't want the Chanel knockoff. Like, they want the real purse, and so they make this justification in their mind that, well, no, I'm going to wait until I can really work with you. And so you end up creating, I'm not saying this always happens, but my experience with it has been, don't create a lower price package for the people who are like, well, I'd totally work with you if you had something that was like 200, because baloney. That's been my experience with it. And it's been much easier to sell what you're actually excited about. Because are you super excited about selling like a low priced option like that?
No, I want, you know, my desire is for some big income now.
Okay, totally. Tell me again, you want $150,000 and by when?
Like August 20th.
August 20th. Okay, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, pretty much 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point,
yep.
So here's where I think I was getting a little confused before, because your one-on-one package is, how long is it?
It's 3 months.
3 months.
But, you know, as we had talked about with the, and, you know, people needing weeks off, implementation weeks, blah, blah, it pretty much winds up being closer to 4. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is where I got a little confused, because you wanted to not have any clients then by the time the baby comes?
Yes. I would like to give myself 2 months off with the option, you know, to return sooner.
Okay. So looking at your monthly right here, I just want
to
make sure I'm not confused. Doesn't that literally mean that you need to book $150,000 by May? So that all your clients are done by end of August?
We were talking about originally doing a group program that would be like 8 weeks long and launch, you know, the middle of June and go through the middle of August.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was where a large amount of that, you know, would come.
Income would come from.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see here then. Because something like, I mean, I know that you're growing your list consistently, so something like that could definitely be an option. Here's where I am a little bit. And something that when Celia was talking as well popped into my mind. So when I talk about, like, I focus on like the next 90 days typically, especially in the beginning, because I had a couple different coaches tell me in the beginning to get yourself consistent for 90 days in a row, and then you can start branching out. Like, I wasn't allowed to think about anything else except my one package. I had an entry level as well, but I marketed one package for 90 days. And until I could consistently hit $10,000 a month, like, I basically was not even allowed to consider talking about anything else on my coaching sessions. And it worked for me, because what it did is, you know, it's kind of what I was just telling Celia, like, let's get clear on your goal here and let's make that consistent. Like, okay, if she's wanting to make $6,000 a month, let's go sell a minimum of 2 packages a month for the next 90 days. I know you've had $7,000 months already, but you said you kind of had a trend of up and down. So what does that look like? Like,
correct.
February was $7,000, March wasn't, April was. Like, how far back is this going?
So I got my first clients in October, and then I was offering like an intro price of $1,600.
Okay.
And so I got 2 clients that month, and then I did not get any more clients until January.
Okay.
Or I got my next clients in January, and I had a 7K month in January.
Okay.
And then, let me look at this real quick. I want to make sure I'm giving you the right numbers. Yep, 7K month in January, and then I had a 6K month in March. And February and April were 850.
March was 6K. Okay. So you straight up do have a pattern at this point. Like, it's not like this. It's October. I mean, you're rocking. And it's not a bad thing, but it's something to explore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it happens once. It's like, okay, that's weird. Two clients off, one off, one. What's this $150,000? I mean, because up to this, is it like paying off coaching debt type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And building in a, you know, a business savings account so that I could continue to take a salary for those 2 months I'm off.
Okay.
And continue to pay my team. And then also have, you know, the consistent income that I want between now and then.
Okay. Well, I think we have a couple options here. I mean, option one, if we're straight out going for $150,000 by and having whatever program you're doing wrapped by August 20th, like, we are about to go into hustle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no way around it. Your list size is about 1,500?
Yeah, 1,600 now.
Mm-hmm. 1,600 now? Okay. What were you thinking about this group program? Did you have any ideas? You said it was going to be 3 months, 2 months?
2 months. Mm-hmm. I have a rough outline for it for each week.
Okay.
And so thinking about a $1,000 or $1,500 price point with a VIP option.
Okay.
On top of that. And
So VIP option isn't the $1,500. That would be like $1,000 to $1,500 for base price plus maybe it's $22,000 for the VIP or something.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the VIP include that makes it VIP?
Extra time with me.
Okay.
Extra bonus calls.
Okay, so maybe some maybe like a one-on-one
experts.
Call with you and some mastery call or not mastery, mastermind call. Or okay. So I'm just going to make it simple, I'm going to say it's a $1,000 program, it's $2,000 if you're in the VIP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your four-month, how much is it right now?
Five. That way, yes, I've raised my price. I have not yet sold one at $5,000.
Okay. What was it previously?
32.
Okay. Okay.
Do you think I'm crazy?
I don't think you're crazy. I just think you're putting a ton of pressure on yourself. And I'm trying to make sure there's a really serious why here for it. Because I'm not, like, if you're, like, on fire excited about this and nothing could make you more joyful than seeing that $150,000 and having that 2 months with your beautiful newborn and stuff, I totally understand that. But I'm such a big fan of also, like, living now. And and honestly, like, not that this is what's going to happen, but literally if you sold two $5,000 packages a month for the next 4 months, well, you'd have eight sessions a week then. Let's say you sell one $5,000 package a month for the next 4 months, and you have four clients while you have the newborn. Not that I'm, you know, I totally understand why you would want no clients, like, and to have that space. At the same time, if you draw strong boundaries, it doesn't have to 100% take over either.
Yeah.
What I'm nervous about is this big rush. Like, even if we do this rush here and we're like, all right, we got the business off the ground. We're rocking this group program. We've got $100,000 coming in from that. Because, I mean, that's pretty much what's going to have to be, right? Like, you're going to have to sell 10 $5,000 packages. There's your 50K. Plus, we're going to have a $100,000 launch with your price points. That's like 150 to 150,000 per program. Yeah, it's kind of, I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's just like, for your sanity. I'm like, that's where I'm like, let's just go into reality for a minute. Not into reality like this isn't possible. Going into reality in terms of, all right, well, cool, Christine. What we need to be doing is putting a lot towards Facebook ads right now, really upping your marketing. And here's what happens when you do launches like this. It's not always, but to a certain extent, you kind of ravage your list a little bit. Like if you're like, hey, guess what? I need 100 of you to sign up in the next 3 weeks. Go. You're going to be mailing a lot. Is it possible?
Yeah.
Have you seen people doing it? Totally. You have to check in on, is that the business model you want? And how does that feel? You know, it might even just make more sense to one of my girlfriends who, when she did her first group program launch, and it was a $100,000 launch, she charged $3,500 for her package. And I think it was a six-month package. So, like, she went for a larger priced item. Like, just out of, we'll come back to this, but out of curiosity, like, what would be fun for the next 4 months?
It would be really fun to have people reaching out to me, booking discovery calls and working with the clients that I'm like wrapping, like people like them.
Yeah.
It would be really fun to work with people like them, you know, at a $5,000 level. That would feel really great. And I would be willing, especially like if people booked up, you know, in May, I would be willing to maybe take on more than 10 at a time, you know, because I would be making a lot of money, and that would feel really good, and it's very energizing for me to coach.
Yeah, totally. Okay, cool. Like, I would rather see you do that. I would rather even see you book, like, 10 one-on-ones in May that are ideal clients, and then maybe give yourself, if you still want to take those 2 months off or something later, but it's kind of what I'm saying about, I want to see you get that momentum for 90 days in a row. I want to see you hit a minimum of 10,000, if not shoot for 15,000, which would literally be 3 clients, like, book 3 clients a month for May, June, July. Like that, I would love to see you do that. Like, okay, that it's only 45,000, but at the same time, like at that point, you've got the systems and structures in place to keep this consistent. You know where your clients are coming from. You've got the funnel set up. Otherwise, it feels a little bit like a Chinese fire drill in terms of like, let's go mad market to your list, bring in 150,000 and then disappear for 2 to 3 months. And then you're going to have to do it again because you will have most likely lost momentum at that point. So what are you available for, or what feels good to you in terms of, I 100% respect having a new baby on the way and wanting to spend time. Is it her? Do we know? Not to be super crying. I thought you said her. Okay. Okay. Good. I understand wanting to have time with her, for sure. At the same time, you may even be excited to have 4 sessions on a Monday afternoon or something that's still you time.
Yeah, that would not surprise me.
Yeah. So that's what I would explore here because, you know, it takes a little pressure off then. So then, for instance, if we know your little girl's coming end of August and you were going to take September and October off, well, why don't we just set up a business that allows you to only work, you know, 1 to 2 days a week anyways and make $15,000 a month so that you don't just get 2 months off with her at the beginning, but you get to be with her forever, you know, as her mom and still be making $15,000 a month because there's no reason you can't book, you know, let's say 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12. That you'd be working with 12 clients at a time if you booked 3 clients a month. That would give you 2 days a week you'd be coaching, 2 6-hour days. What you would need to do other than that, if we want to make sure that you all your other time is dedicated to your daughter, is you need to have the team that's, you know, responding to the emails, have some serious boundaries around everything else. Like, you do not need to be doing anything else unless you want to. But, like, I mean, look at that. So May, June, July, August, September, October, suddenly that gives us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months instead of, like, 2 here. Bring in 15,000 a month. Let me grab my thing here. So 15,000 times the next 6 months, I mean, that's 90,000. Just looking at the rest of the year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, if you did that consistently, that, oh, good Lord, math. 8, that's $120,000, like, plus what you've already brought in this year, $7,000, plus the other $6,000. You know, you're getting close for $150,000 for the year. And I'm not saying you can't go above that. I'm not saying you can't do a group program this fall, that you don't raise your rates again. You're not at $6,000 or $7,000 by the end of the year. But you get to choose. I'm not going to tell you which one of these is right, but I am a big fan of spaciousness. Also,
yes.
You're pregnant. Like, you're going to get more pregnant as we go forward here. You're going to want to just hang out a little bit. I guess, how would that feel? Like, how would it feel to just consistently hit $15,000 a month for the next 90 days? How does it feel to have a few clients while you're – and here's the thing. Do keep in mind, your clients are going to be incredibly understanding. Like, if you're like, hey, I'm not coaching this week, that's fine. My one-on-ones are already set up that way. I do 3 calls a month with each client, so I always have a week off.
Yep.
I'm actually narrowing my coaching down so that I'm only going to be working about – I'm only going to be coaching 3 days a month. Like, you can still – what I'm trying to say is, like, you don't need to go really hard and stop. We can set this up to make sense around the lifestyle and that you desire.
Yep. Yep. That makes a lot of sense. I tend – like, the pattern has also been to set these huge income goals for myself and then – in the past, I've not met them, and then the next month I do the same thing, and then I haven't met them again, you know. So I would love to get myself in a space where I am excited, I am energized, and I'm actually meeting my goals. Like, the clients are coming in, and I'm selling them, and, you know, not in this space of, like, wah, wah, you know.
Totally, totally. The other big reason that I'm not a huge fan right now of, like, let's go hard is because you're kind of showing that pattern, like you just said.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 2 clients, none. 3 clients, none. 4, like, it's almost this I pushed hard and then I was exhausted. And then I got to push really hard again and get to get the next clients. And then I'm just like, gosh, I can't do it again. Look, I don't want to create that pattern going. Like, why not? Let's get something consistent. And so then it's just like what I was saying to Celia. So then if the intention is, I either receive 3 IDA clients a month. You know, they're the type of IDA clients that light me up. They energize me. They bring so much joy to my life, and I'm seeing them get amazing results. Like, this makes me so joyful. You know, that your mantra could be something around that. I easily receive 3 IDA $5,000 clients a month. Okay, so we want 3 clients. So you need to be getting on the phone with a minimum of 6 clarity calls a month. Minimum. So from that point, you know, using – this is where you bring it together. This is where we're getting back to your original question. We've got specifics. We know what your goals are. We know how much you desire to earn and ideally why. I mean, even looking at – you know, I know that you've invested in coaching and all of those sort of things and you want to pay it off. At the same time, like, look at an actual debt repayment plan. Is there something that says it has to be paid off by August? Could it be paid off by December? Could it, you know, it's this, like, this isn't your only shot to earn money.
Right.
You get, the intention is that you're going to start earning consistently. Like, I was the same way. I want my credit cards paid off. These are bothering me. They're hanging over me. When I stopped feeling that way and just set up the debt repayment plan, $2,000 a month went on that, and, like, I forgot about them. They just got paid off, and it wasn't a big deal anymore. There wasn't any emotional charge around it. Like, you can still be a good mother if you're paying off a coaching program that you didn't
have. Yes, absolutely. Yep, it's the consistent income, right, that would offer that. Like, that's a solution for that, too. Yep.
Just in case if there's any rules there around, I'm not having kids until, and we usually put, like, all of these huge things that we're required to overcome before we're allowed to. So, like, yeah. So, okay, so let's say minimum of $15,000 a month, I easily receive 3 ideal clients in my 4-month program, and then you use this morning practice. So you use the morning practice where you know your mantra, you do your meditation and your visualization, you see these clients easily coming to you, because literally someone could reach out this afternoon. Like, there's nothing stopping that from happening. especially if you expect it, like expect miracles, expect miracles, expect miracles. And then use that meditation and that that morning time, and it doesn't have to just be in the morning, but get quiet and ask for guidance. What's my next step to receive these three clients? Or take it even down a step. Instead of receive these three clients, what's my next step to book my next six clarity calls? What would be the easiest or the most joyful way to connect with these women today? You might start giving out some free sessions. You might, that's one of the easiest ways to get people on the phone with you. They're not always ideal people. But if you're just like so lit up about, I know what my goals are, and I know the more people I get on the phone, the more people are going to sign up for my program. Like that's one way to do it. But there's not a specific right way. We can go over potentials here, but it's really you using a combination of both of these tools to hit your goals.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then if you want to go quicker, like if you start to book, like I said, I'd like to see you do it for 3 months in a row. If you want to raise your prices even, we can maybe talk about that during the process. But I'd love to see you have $15,000 a month, 3 months in a row.
Yep, I would too.
And
that would feel really good.
And from that point, if you want to launch, if let's say you do that for 3 months, so it's May, June, July, you bring on 9 clients. And then maybe you just do, 2 half days of coaching a week. And then you decide to launch a group program or something. Your list has been growing for several more months. You have the confidence and the wealth consciousness now to sell at $5,000. You should be able to turn around and sell a $2,000 to $2,500 group program, if you've been selling at least $5,000 with your one-on-ones. Maybe you only take 10 women in.
Yeah.
10 women at $2,500.
Yep.
Like, then you can start to expand, but I'd love to see those 3 months consistent first. Everything else looks like it's in place. I feel like maybe the reason the energy hasn't been there, this goal, like I said, it's been actually bothering me for the last Thursday or something when I keep trying to figure this out. Just so you guys know, you guys are on my mind at times. I was like, something with this is bugging me because it feels like jumping too quickly a little bit in terms of, like, Gina DeVee used to always say this to us about she enjoyed every level of income as she moved up. And she's so grateful she didn't go from $10,000 a month to $100,000 a month. And I actually really feel the same. Like, the joy of having my first $10,000 a month and having those consistent, like, there's still something about the way that felt that actually felt better than when I started having $20,000 a month. It felt so good, and I'm glad I didn't skip that space. And then when I realized the $20,000 a month, and then when we got to the 50, like, each step has been really joyful. It's never like whoever earns the most, the quickest wins, and it's never once you hit this certain level, then you finally get a relax. You have to carve that time out now for yourself.
Yes. And I'm definitely realizing that, it is so much about the journey and all of that.
Yeah. And by so much about the journey, like, it's about life. The journey is your life. Precious. How would you like to spend it? Because it's like, the whole idea of it's going to go by anyway.
Right.
So take a little time with this, jump into the Facebook group if other questions come up. So I would just, if you've had the experience of setting big goals and not hitting them, it might be because you keep setting big goals that don't actually have the energy behind them. Like, well, I can hit $50,000. If she can do it, I can do it. But when you get down to what's the purpose for the $50,000, like, are you doing cartwheels about paying everything off within the next 3 months? Are you doing cartwheels around setting aside this amount for your income and paying your team? Like, of course you want to pay your team, but, like, Maybe there's some team member you actually don't need. You're not that excited about bringing in money for their for the one VA or something. Like, and maybe not. But, like, what I'm saying is nothing about what you told me you were bringing the money in made me feel like you were just so lit up excited about it.
Yeah. Accurate. Very accurate.
Like, oh my gosh, I've been eyeing the leopard print shoes for the last 3 months, and I am I would go sell a coaching package a day if I could wear those tomorrow. Like, not that it has to be about shoes, but I'm looking for some of that.
Yes.
But also very responsible.
Yeah right. Another but pattern.
It takes more than being responsible to hit those big numbers that quickly. It takes some serious joy and excitement. Go explore this just for a minute, because like I said, I feel like what might be most joyful for you actually, and this might sound really strange, I think you might actually be more excited about realizing you have the power to hit $15,000 a month consistently than hit $150,000
once. Mm-hmm.
Because that's the check you can keep cashing for as long as you want.
Yes. Got it.
Got it? You've got the list.
Got
it. Growing the list. Like, we can definitely review, still more with that. But I feel like it's more been an energetic thing around, you've kind of got these goals. And you're pretty serious about them, but it just didn't feel like it has the energy. Like, I will do whatever it takes. I'm going to get on the phone with 6 people today. Like, and if you want to shift into that and suddenly everything falls into place with $150,000, great. But it just felt like a little bit like taking yourself out of the game before you got into the game. Like, okay, well, if I'm selling $5,000 packages, I only need to sell 50 of those in the next month. Not quite that, 30.
Right.
Or whatever it is, that's not even right. Still, let me do math without it. Go explore this for a second. Go sit with yourself this afternoon for a little bit and just check in on what the true desire is. And let being responsible, I mean, I know you have a baby on the way, so that's kind of important, but just set it to the side for a second, because it doesn't sound like if you don't make $150,000 in the next month that anything about your life is going to collapse. So what would be the most joyful way to move forward?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I know that we kind of, instead of answering questions, just opened a bigger can of worms. But go set with it for a minute and then come back into the Facebook group or share what comes to you later today.
Sounds good.
Or tomorrow. Okay?
All right.
All right. I'll meet your line here. Great question. All right, who's up next? Star 2 to get your hand up. Let me hop over to our webcast. Look at my emails here as well, because I know that one was sent in. Okay, who is up next? Let's see. I see Marta is on the line, which you might be at work, so you can't raise your hand. Who else is? Let's see. Julia, I see you still. Christine, I don't know this number. Anyone else who wants to hop on? Otherwise, let's see. I had a question from Deborah about her video. And congratulations, Deborah. I see that you sent in that you'd got your Jet Set TV set up that you were talking about doing. So you did your first Jet Set video. Congratulations. Let's see. And you said you did it on Mindset Magic in May. Very cool. My only concern is whether I should make the first subject something more traditional like Instagram or branding. Okay, let me read this one more time. I discussed my new video series on last week's call with Jessica, and I was wondering if she could please give me feedback on the first video on today's call if I don't make it live. I posted the YouTube video in the Freedom School Facebook group today. I would also like her opinion about basing the final Jet Set TV subject, or the first Jet Set TV subject, around positive thoughts and manifesting. I was thinking of introducing something like Mindset Magic May. My only concern is whether I should make the first subject something more traditional like Instagram or branding. Deborah, I think the big thing that keeps getting you caught up is getting wrapped up in the shoulds. and instead of following your gut. I mean, I think you have so many great ideas and inspiration and ways that you want to connect with people, but then you get stuck between the, well, should I do that? Is that going to be the right thing? And like, this is the one shot to do it right. And something that makes this business a lot less scary and overwhelming is when we stop seeing it as so black and white. There's nothing about business that is black and white. There's a whole lot of different shades of gray. And what I mean is, like, this isn't your one shot to get this right. You brought up last week, Deborah, that you loved my Live Free TV. Well, I'm really glad that you brought it up because I kind of forgot about it for a while. I've done videos and, like, you know, I did it for a bit. I loved it and then kind of broke away. Like, but even so, you still remembered it. Even so, there's still been clients who have loved those videos and reached out. Did I do them perfectly? No. Were they organized? Absolutely not. Was there a perfect first month topic? No. I was just in France and wanted to share with my community what Versailles, the Palace of Versailles looked like and some of those other places. So that's why I started it. So I wouldn't worry so much about needing to get this perfect. And instead, I just want to congratulate you on starting, on doing your first video. And, you know, no matter what it's even on or how long it is, the fact that you've put yourself in front of the camera and have decided to share a message with your community is really important and really brave of you, and I want to congratulate you on that. So everyone who's listening, if you want to go check out Deborah's first video, I know she did post it over in the group. If you have any feedback or just want to give her a high five for putting that together and being visible in that way, you can definitely go do that. We're not going to be able to watch it here live on the call, of course, but I'm sure it's fantastic. And then in terms about your first subject, the whole reason you even wanted to start this Jet Set TV was because you were so excited about positive thoughts and manifesting. So follow the energy, follow the feel-good, follow the flow. It's never going to serve you wrong. So start with that direction instead of feeling like, well, people have been coming to my list about Instagram or branding. Follow the energy. It sounds like you're much more lit up about this other topic, so I would definitely go that direction. And here's the thing, ladies. I'm probably sounding like a little bit of a broken record today on our call. Like follow the energy, follow the feel good. Which way are you more lit up about? What is the most joyful way to bring the money in? And let me tell you why. There's so many people out there online. There's so many people who are putting together packages and mastering marketing and whatever else. But here's something else there's a lot of online, inauthenticity. There's a lot of people who are doing it to make money. There's a lot of people who are, trying to do the get rich quick that are just going to get this out there and they're going to, you know, get some clients and then move on. They don't, 100% even care or maybe even have a lot of integrity about it. No one in this community are those people. No one in this community is here because they just want to make a whole bunch of money and get on with it. You guys are all here because you care. You care about your people, you care about your community, and you care about having a really joyful, lit-up life yourself. The best way to come across as authentic, the best way to turn into a client magnet is to follow your gut and follow your intuition. Every time that you start listening to the worries and the concerns and the fears and the shoulds, it's going to pull you right back into putting marketing out there that's generic, into cookie-cutter coaching programs, into blending in with the crowd. And what I want more than anything is for you to shine, for you to be like a beacon of light in the online world that your ideal clients couldn't miss you if they wanted to. And you do that by being truly connected, by being authentic, by being in integrity. So, Deborah, what do I think your first topic should be on? The one that you're so excited about. And from what you've told me, it's all about these mindset pieces. May you lose some people who have signed up for your Instagram opt-in offer? Yeah, absolutely. But that's not a bad thing. They're not your people because your people are going to be just as into manifesting and mindset work as you are. It's a really great question. It looks like your video is great. I got to watch just the first piece there before we jumped on the call. It looks like everything, it's beautifully edited, and I'm sure you shared a great message. We can definitely all jump in and look at it afterwards if anyone would like to give Deborah some extra feedback. But, Deborah, keep following your gut. set the discipline for yourself that, you know, you'll do one of these videos every week and stay connected to your audience in that way. But above and beyond that, follow what feels good. Follow what's authentic to you, and that's what will separate you and make you shine in a very busy online community. Okay, let me hop back over to our phone panel. Let's see. Next up, I've got a number who ends in 0246.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. Yay, nice and early for you, right?
It is. It is just after 6 a.m. and I'm down the beach walking my dog, so I'm sorry if it gets a bit noisy.
No worries. I'm excited that you're on live with us.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here too. I'm very nervous too, and that was what I wanted to talk to you about, was the fear, overcoming the fear. And because I know where I'm at, and with look, I'm very new in my business. I'm just starting out. And I've worked for the past 12 months, or not quite 12 months, doing some consulting. So my background has been working as brand manager, marketing manager. But where I had got to was I was going out to see some clients and writing some marketing strategies for them, and sitting in front of my computer almost wanting to vomit, thinking, I don't know what I'm talking about. I can't do this. I'm not smart enough. And even still, like, why is somebody paying me to do this? This, you know, it's not hard. Why would you pay me to do this?
When things come easily to us, it's tough to charge sometimes.
Yes. So that was my question. So how do I value what I have to offer and appreciate what I have to offer and not be scared of what I have to offer?
Well, the fact that you already have people reaching out or even interested in signing up for consulting with you is,
yep.
You know, it shows that there's value there. Here's the thing to keep in mind. I have to mute your line real quickly and then I'll unmute you. The thing to keep in mind is that just because it's easy for you does not mean that it's easy for everyone. Like, that's the first piece that I would consider, because you might be brilliant at the marketing and the branding and all of that, whereas other people may just want to do their online business. You know, I often talk about all I really want to do in my business is coach and write. And I actually even love the branding side and some of the marketing. But even so, I know that my work is best done coaching and writing. So I would happily hire someone that could help me with those other pieces.
Okay.
That I would do, if you haven't already, and you may have heard me mention it in some of the other calls, is like sitting down and writing a list of like your life resume.
Yes.
Like, what are the books that you've read? What are the friends that you've helped with websites before? Maybe even, you know, if you've done free coaching, all the consulting that you've done, the courses that you've taken, like, write a big, solid list and look at that for a moment. Because most likely what you're going to see is, like, 10 to 20 years of experience.
Yeah.
I was a personal trainer and a yoga instructor, but I never got a health coaching degree or anything like that. But I knew that stuff inside and out. I'd worked for a holistic clinic for years. Like, when I sat down and wrote out everything that I knew, let alone, I mean, how many hours a day I spent reading and researching, it was worth far and above any certification that I've been for. And so it comes to this point where it's often less about needing one more certification or needing to prove that we're good enough or needing some more letters behind our name, and just leaping. And just, you know, especially for women, unfortunately throughout history, we've been taught to a certain extent to be quiet. Because when we weren't, it didn't always turn out so well, you know, like burning at the stake and like really terrible things. And my background is anthropology. And so it's like, you know, study of women throughout history, it has not always been safe for us to speak out. And I see this come up so often now in online business, where we have to suddenly be very visible and speak out. and not only in our communities, but literally in front of the global marketplace. There's nothing more terrifying to many of us.
Yes, agree.
So I look at,
you know, because you're on this line. I've listened to the last few calls and prior to joining up for the program, and just how confident and sure of yourself and that you're 100% believing what you're saying. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness, I know my stuff, but am I that sure of what I'm saying? Am I that confident? I mean, I know I can do it in my sleep, but...
Yeah. Well, don't compare someone else's beginning to someone else's, like, 3 years in or something either. Like, it's the idea of don't compare someone's front door to the inside of your living room or something.
Yes.
I still have worries and concerns. Things will come up. I just know the tools to use to keep myself on track. And those really are, for me, it's why I talk so much about this mindset piece. Like, I live it. Like, you know, I was out on a camping trip with my family this weekend, and it's really hard for me not to correct people's negative thought processes and such, because I live it so intensely at this point. Did I in the beginning? No. I think that's what I'm actually talking
about. Right.
So, the biggest piece of advice I have for you is to start, and if it's a little scary, that's actually good. I mean, you should have seen me in my first live call, my first live training that I did. I actually had a private client come to me afterwards and be like, oh, I'm so glad you made it through that. I thought you were going to cry.
Obviously. Okay. Yep.
Believe me, I've been there. Like, but if you know what your why is, and I know it can be so cliche, know your why, but if you know your why, if you know it's because you never want to work for someone else again, if you know it's because you love the idea of being able to earn money on your own, you love seeing how happy your clients are after you help them with their branding or with their marketing. If you stay so connected to that and committed to the fact that when you put out some marketing, even if you reached only one person, it feels really successful because you changed a life. It takes the focus away from looking at you and turns it to looking out. And that's when the fear goes away.
Right. Yes. That makes sense. Yep.
If I got into these calls thinking like, oh, my gosh, I wonder what I sound like right now and what on earth am I going to talk about, like, it would be a disaster.
Yes. Fair enough.
Yes.
True. Very true. Yes.
But I get onto these calls thinking, how can I be of service? Okay, if there is a message, God, universe, that you want anyone on this call to hear today, use me. Use me. Like, and so I'm not looking at me at all. I am 100% looking at you guys. How can I be of service? And I have to trust enough that the guidance and the experience that I have will come to me in perfect moments. You will never, and maybe you can a little bit more if your coaching is a little bit more cut and dry with, like, here's the marketing plan, here's the branding. With transformational coaching, you never get to sit down and write out how the call is going to go ahead of time. It just, you never get to. It's always a surprise.
Yes.
And the only way that you stay confident in that is, one, you practice. Give yourself the space to be new.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Take off the pressure of needing to be perfect. You don't need to be perfect. You're much more relatable if you're not. We'll all like you more if I'm perfect.
Okay,
I am so not perfect. Like, I'm definitely human. But I'm confident in what I have to offer, and I have no problem taking up space and taking up time.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if I don't know the answer right away, I'm going to be perfect.
Okay.
If I don't know the answer at all, I'm going to tell you. Yeah. I had a client this week keep asking about Facebook ad stuff, and I'm like, here's the extent of my knowledge. And you need to talk to this.
Yes.
Got it?
Oh, hello.
I know this is. Kind of wrap up. One, write out your resume.
Yes.
I'll dial you tomorrow. Teach you for just a second. Number one, write out that resume so you can see everything that you've done and just how valuable you are and how much you know. Number two, begin. Begin now. Begin today. Start connecting with people. Start putting yourself out there. If it scares you, if it makes you want to cry a little bit or throw up, like, so be it. Thank goodness you're stretching outside of your comfort zone. You're growing. You're trying something new. And the last piece of advice is don't focus on yourself. Focus on who you can be of service to. Focus on your why. Because when you look at that bigger focus, that bigger purpose, it takes so much pressure off of you needing to be perfect and allows you to just do your best every day. And that's all you need to do.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah?
That is very true. Yes. Yes, yes, very true. That's good. Sorry, I know it's got a bit windy. Sorry.
No, it's probably gorgeous. You're out on the beach. I'm sure all of us are somewhat envious.
Yes, I've just moved up to this location, which is just at the start of the Great Barrier Reef, and it is just amazing. It's just beautiful.
Oh, I can't know. My husband yesterday, I was asking him, what other travel do we want to do? And he was talking about wanting to check out the Great Barrier Reef. So
yes.
I'd love to hear more. I'm sure it's gorgeous.
It is, yes, indeed. But, look, thank you so very much for taking my call and for talking to me and helping me. Look, hey, I've just taken the first step because I was just feeling ill even getting on the phone to be visible.
Totally.
So thank you.
No, I want to give you credit for that too. You know, and something else that you can do is keep holding yourself to getting on these calls. Like, I understand that the first hour is like 5 a.m., like, and it's a little early. But, you know, if at 6 a.m. you hop on, you jump on, and you raise your hand first thing, even if it's just to say, hey, I'm here, and I'm practicing being visible, and I'm going to keep getting better at this, hold me to it. And now I know your number, 0246, call
yes.
on Natasha.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Cool. I felt the same way with my coach when I was in a big group, not big group program, but it was this, she was so scary to me and so successful, and I, like, oh, my gosh, blew my mind. But I made myself get on every call, and I would shake, and I would try so hard not to shake in my voice. And then
yep.
I met her in person, and not that she's not amazing anymore, but all of a sudden I'm like, oh, you're normal. Like, I can,
yeah.
I'm not afraid to talk to her anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And the same thing's going to happen. So you just keep holding yourself responsible. I can't think of what the word is I want. But to get on here and to be visible and keep showing up in the Facebook group, and everyone's going to cheer you on. So congratulations on being visible. And I think, you know, use these three tips we've talked about here. Start overcoming
yes.
these fears.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, I'll mute your line here. And just kind of a final thing about fear. I don't even remember what it was, but there was some fear that came up for me over this weekend, and I was talking to my husband about it. And I remember, gosh, I wish I could remember what it was. So I'd give you more specific details. But I remember thinking about Elizabeth Gilbert's Big Magic book when she talks about fear. And you never need to be fearless. You never even want to be fearless. Fear is more than welcome to hang out and come along on the ride and get to be there. You know, there's nothing wrong with fear. Fear is not the issue. The only issue is when you let fear drive. Fear does not get to control your life. Like, it can come along. Everything that I've ever done that's been worth doing, I've been afraid of. So fear is not a bad sign. Let it come along. Like, you know, if a lion is chasing you, like, that's time when maybe fear can drive the car for a minute. But other than that, you know, getting on the phone, talking to new clients, being afraid to put your prices out there, like what's the worst that's really going to happen? Not much. So it's okay if there's some fear there. Feel it. Know that you're on the right path. Know that you're stretching outside of your comfort zone, because so many people rarely even step that far in life. And you already are by putting yourself in that position, by getting on these calls, by asking your questions, by surrounding yourself with community. So I congratulate each of you. Just don't let fear drive. You know, other than that, you're good to go. Really great questions today, ladies. I really love being on here with all of you. And, you know, I think you all got some really good action steps. So go back
Re-listen to this if need be. Get clear on what your desires are. Give yourself permission to step forward in a big way. Know that it's okay to be a little afraid and that you are going to be vulnerable. But just keep taking the next step, because there is no such thing as failure. If you make up the decision that you will succeed no matter what, there is no longer any room for is this going to work or not, because you're not available for it. We get exactly what we're available for in life. If you know that you're committed to this business working, you know you're committed to working with clients, you know you're committed to getting to consistent $5,000, $10,000, $25,000 months, then so be it. There is no stopping you once you make that decision. All right, I'll see you over in the Facebook group. Go share your top takeaways and ahas. Give each other support on any areas such as being visible. Natasha, congratulations, and putting your first video out there, Deborah. You know, really proud of all of you. So I will see you next week in our next live coaching call. And next week you do have a training coming out from our first guest expert as well that's going to be all on the legal pieces. So we'll be sharing that with you very soon. All right. Great questions, ladies. I will see you soon. To Living Free. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.